And if it was a hukam, then immediately they complied with the hukam. They followed the command, whatever the command may have been. And then if we have to look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, sometimes there's disputes, sometimes there's arguments, sometimes somebody is feeling bad, somebody is feeling hurt. Look at how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handled different situations. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to Makkah Sharif. Fateh Makkah takes place. Battle of Hunain takes place. Lot of booty comes in. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is distributing that booty amongst the chiefs of Makkah Sharif. He is giving them large amounts from that booty. The Ansar, they hardly get anything. They not getting anything. So some thoughts start coming in their minds that now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got Makkah Sharif back. I mean, this is his hometown, the Kaaba Sharif is here. And now he's giving all these chiefs everything also. Maybe his intention is that now he will stay away in Makkah Sharif. He's not going to come back to Medina Sharif. And one, two young Ansar, they even made one, two statements. It reaches the ears of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes an announcement. He gathers the Ansar. Now sometime in the Ijtimaz, they have Hususi program. They say old workers jur or ulama program. Sometime the mashayikh, they have khususi program. They say, no, this is only for murids. Now people say, where they get all these things from? There is dalil here. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addressed the Ansar. He told everybody else to go away. Nobody else can come. Only the Ansar. Addressing the Ansar. So he started off. He said, I heard these statements. The statements have reached me. Is it true? So some senior Ansar said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, some young people from amongst us, they made these statements. But it wasn't made by any of the seniors. Some young people in their, you know, they got upset and they made one, two of these statements, but wasn't made by the senior people. So then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addresses them. What loving words. He says to them, I am from you, you are from me. If the Ansar have to choose a valley, and the rest of the people, they choose another valley, I will choose the valley that the Ansar have chosen. If the Ansar choose a road, other people choose another road, I will choose the road that the Ansar have chosen. And then he asked them, he said, now tell me, does it not please you that these people get all the sheep and the goats and the camels and the gold and the silver and you get the Nabi of Allah? How he put it to them? Immediately they said, no, no, no. We are happy with this. Then he told them, my life and my death will be with you. Everyone was happy. How he changed the whole situation. Put everybody's fears at rest. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, in that occasion, he adopted that type of a tone. Right? Now you look at Arafat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopts an authoritative tone. Now he speaks with authority. Abolishes riba. Abolishes so many things. And then he starts with his family first. When he abolishes riba, he said, all the interest that is owed to my uncle, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, is all maaf, finish. Nobody has to pay him 1 cent. When he's abolishing the killings of Jahiliyyah, I was telling you all about these family feuds. He said, all these family feuds, is all abolished, it's under my feet. And the first blood that we are making maaf is my family. That one child that was killed, finished. That story is over now. Nobody talk about it. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to impress upon them how important it is to honor one another, he asks them, he say, what day is today? You say, Arafat. Day of Arafat. Big day. That too, it was a Jummah day also. You say, what city are we in? A sanctified city, city of Makkah Sharif. So he says, your life, your wealth, your blood is more honorable, more, it's got more sanctity than this city, than this day. So each person must respect one another. How he impressed on their minds. So they, on the occasion of Arafat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam took that type of approach with authority. Then once there was an incident where one Sahabiya, her name was also Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had stolen something. She had stolen something. Now sometimes when we hear these things, we say, oh, Sahaba stole. How is it possible? We must remember, this was zamana of tarbiyat. They just accepted Islam now. They just accepted Islam now. Definitely there's going to be some mistakes. So this Sahabiya, she stole. And when these things happen to the Sahabiya, we must remember, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to practically show every command of deen. So these Sahaba were sacrificed. These Sahaba were sacrificed for the Ummah to learn how to carry out certain ahkam of deen. So this lady had stolen something. It was proven beyond doubt that she had stolen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives hukam, her hand must be chopped. She stole, her hand has to be cut off, finished, that's the law. So the people from her family, now they say, no man, get somebody to go and talk to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make some concession here, make some sifarish. So they say the only person who can do it is Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu. He is very close. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken him as an adopted son. So go and talk to him. So he takes this case now to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes to intercede on behalf of this woman. When he goes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets upset. He's very, very angry. He says, are you interceding with regard to a had, a penalty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has imposed? This can't be changed. You can't intercede in a case like this. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascends the minbar and he gives a khutbah. And in that khutbah, what does he say? He says, if Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had to steal, I would order her hand to be chopped off. To show the gravity, the seriousness of the situation and the justice and equality in Islam, that it's not that because it's that woman or whatever. This is a had. It's a penalty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has imposed. So whoever commits the crime, that is going to be the punishment. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopts that mode on that occasion. Then you find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is in his marz-e wafat, right? In his final illness. He's not coming out of the house. The Ansar, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they are extremely grieved. It's paining them that they can't see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, I think it was, he hears the Sahaba talking, they are tearing, they're finished. Now they can't see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's going on? So he goes and he informs Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is the halat of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, get me ready. Ties his Mubarak head with the bandage and then leaning on Sahaba, they carry him and bring him into the masjid. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's feet Mubarak is dragging on the floor. And like this he is brought in the masjid, he's put on the mimbar. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they gather there. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks to them. Now he speaks in a loving tone. He needs to now mend their hearts, their broken hearts. So how Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them? He doesn't tell them, no, don't worry, I'll be fine, tomorrow I'm going to be okay. No, no, no. We talk like that. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He says, you all are afraid of the passing away of your Prophet. Is that what's worrying you all? His Prophet is going to pass away. Which Nabi lived forever? Which Prophet lived forever? Then Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them that definitely I am going to pass away. I am going to leave this dunya. I am going to be separated from you. But our meeting place will be the pond of Kawthar. That this is just a temporary separation. It's a temporary separation. I'm going ahead to prepare things for you. I'm going to get everything ready for you. Our meeting place is going to be the pond of Kawthar. And then Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives them advices. He says, O Muhajireen, he says, O Ansar, you must honor the Muhajireen. O Muhajireen, you must honor the Ansar. He speaks to them about all that. And then Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them that as long as you hold on to the Quran Sharif, you hold on to the Sunnah, then you will not have any problems in your life. That is what I came to bring to you. I've done that. I'm leaving everything with you. Just hold on to that. You won't have any problems. We will separate now, just as all the other Anbiya alayhimus salam, they separated from their people. But shortly, we will meet there at Hawza Kawthar. So on this occasion, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't take that tone of authority. He said, what you all crying for? You don't have iman. One day I was in the hospital, one person's mother passed away. One brother pitches up there. Now the sisters, they're in the waiting room. I mean, they just got the news now that their mother has passed away. Now definitely they will tear. There's nothing wrong. Islam allows that. They were not screaming or anything. They were tearing. The one bichara brother, Jahil, they mean good, but unfortunately, ignorance. He starts shouting now. What you are crying for? You're causing harm to mummy. You won't cry. That is not the time to speak like that. That is a time to talk lovingly. Learn from Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum were broken hearted. They were feeling down. How he patched it up. How he spoke to them. And then he gave them hope. He made them realize that this dunya now is temporary. Yes, we're going to separate. But we're going to meet just now again. The father when he's going for Umrah, he's going for Hajj, and the child is crying. So how he tells the child? He says, no, I'm going to bring this for you. I'm going to buy that for you. You keep the calendar. You keep off knocking the day. See, we're leaving here, we're coming back here. You just knock every day, you scratch out one. Just now you see we're back. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling the Sahaba radiallahu anhu like that. That yes, we're going to separate. I'm going by Allah Pak. For what I'm going for? I'm going to get things ready there. I'm going to wait for you. And just now we're going to meet again. Our meeting place is going to be Hawza Kawthar. So on different occasions, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his khutbahs had a different flavor. But whichever occasion it was, whichever occasion it was, when Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke, it always had the desired effect. Always had the desired effect. This was the mu'jiza of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted people to contribute on the occasion of Tabuk, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam just makes one announcement that Sahaba radiallahu anhu must contribute. Today, how many announcements organizations have to make? Then they have to take out big, big leaflets and pamphlets and put up posters, and then they have to have balance sheets, and then they must take out pictures of what they're doing. Then they have to have one website to prove that, oh, we're doing work. Then somebody will think of contributing here and contributing there. Because there's so much bogus collectors and everything also, and we must investigate, we must do that. What I'm trying to say is, look at Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that occasion of Tabuk. He just makes one announcement, and immediately wealth starts pouring in. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, how much wealth he brings. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, everything he had, all his belongings, he comes and he gives it away. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, half of his belongings, he comes and he gives it away. So in whichever occasion it was, whether it was a prohibition, whether it was a request, whether it was a commandment, whatever it was, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's khutbahs, his speeches, always had the desired effect and brought home the results. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we study the different khutbahs of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we make amal upon the teachings of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته